and you can lift up the lid of the ottoman and that she could store stuff in there. So I opened the lid up. I'm like, what does she have in here? It's a bunch of empty boxes of skincare products. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, Mom, everyone saves them. I'm like, for what? Hey, boobies. Welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired with, as always, your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. I hope everyone had a lovely weekend. I had a busy weekend. I'm doing so much. I've been spending time with the kid. I mean, we had fun. Don't get me wrong. We had a great weekend. But it was just really busy. And, you know, we changed the clocks. Can I just say that whoever decides on daylight savings or what have you, can we just get our shit together and just keep it one way for the rest of our lives? I cannot handle when, now, don't get me wrong. I love when we leap forward, when we spring ahead, you know, it's very on brand, you know, it's spring and we're springing ahead. So love that for us. But I hate that I have to lose an hour of sleep. I'm exhausted. Okay. That hour is crucial. It's crucial for my mind, my body, and my soul, especially after having the weekend that I had. I mean, come on now. I heard there was rumor that we were going to like switch it and then it was just going to stay. Like, why is that not happening? Why is that not a thing? Why? You know? So I'm kind of grateful that I have my magic mind, because honestly, I wouldn't be able to get my shit together today if I did not. I'm like currently waiting for it to kick in. But, you know, that just kind of gives me that energy. And I thought to myself, I came down the steps this morning and I had a little twitch in my eye. And I thought, you know what, Amanda? There was a little voice in the back of my head saying, you need a cup of coffee first thing this morning to get yourself together because you lost that hour of sleep and you don't know what to do with yourself. And I quickly put her in her place and I was like, girlfriend, we have magic mind now, so we don't need our morning coffee. Okay. So, you know, I just love that it gives me that energy where I won't be feeling the effects of springing ahead. And, you know, hopefully the rest of the week will go a lot smoother, because this transition is not an easy one, to say the least. Even my son, JoJo slept till like after 8 this morning, and he's like my early bird. And he slept in. I said, look at you, bud, coming down the step. Even he was like, what is going on? Because he's usually like either wakes somebody up, like he's always the first one up. So the fact that he was like coming down and we were all downstairs dressed, ready to go, like doing our thing, he's looking around like all lost in the sauce, like, what the hell is happening? So, you know, that's why I am grateful that I have my magic mind. If you did not check it out, magicmind.com, use the code GOLFRIEND and get yourself 20% off and do yourself that favor. And if you can, hop on over to Instagram, say, hey, I am from the Booby Squad over at Staying Inspired. Don't feel shameful of saying Booby Squad. We love our boobies. And, just wanted to say hello, love your product. Hope I can use it in the future. But again, it's magicmind.com. Use the code GOLFRIEND and get yourself 20% off. Okay. Hot off the gram. I don't know if you guys were watching last night. I sure was, which attributes to me being tired because I stayed up late, even though they started an hour earlier. The Oscars. Okay. Love it. I loved Heather Monahan. She was, I hope that's how you say your last name, Heather, if you're ever listening to this. I love you ever so much. She's a comedian. Check her out. She's been hosting with E! On the red carpet. She looked absolutely stunning in her white dress. So beautiful. She looked like a tan goddess. I kind of enjoyed the Oscars this year. It wasn't really like eventful, but I wasn't at the same time. I love the way that they present the awards to all the nominees. I love that they don't just show a clip now. They kind of like go into, they bring out, so like, for instance, like, you know, best actor, all the best actors throughout the years, there was one picked to come out. I think there was like five or six of them. They came out on stage and they each had something nice to say about each nominee. So I thought that was really awesome. And for me, it was better than just showing a clip and then reading the winner. So we had, I mean, there was just so many. Divine Joy Randolph, she was in the movie The Holdovers. Now, I will be the first one to say, although I love the Oscars, this year I did not watch one. I didn't watch one movie. And I thought to myself, you know, Amanda, what kind of Oscar viewer are you if you're not going to watch the Oscar, if you're not going to watch the movies that are nominated for these Oscars? You don't even know what the hell's going on. And I was like, you know what? That's true. But on the other hand, now I got the info. Like, I know Oppenheimer is the best movie. It got best film. So I'm going to go and watch that. You know, I saved my time, myself time and energy. Now I'm going to watch all of them. They all looked amazing. But yeah, Divine Roy Randolph, she played in The Holdover. She won Best Supporting Actress. She had such an emotional acceptance speech. Even when each of the actresses were reading, you know, the things about her, she was just so emotional. And it, for me, it just felt like that was like her moment, you know, and why wouldn't it be? Girlfriend was up for an Oscar. Like, that has to be like your moment. Like, this is it. This is what, you know, as an actor or actress, you strive for that moment of possibly being an Oscar winning actress or actor. You know, so I was just so happy for her. I was a little emotional, I'm not gonna lie. So she was up there, you know, giving her acceptance speech. Emma Stone, she looked gorgeous. She won Best Actress in a leading role for Poor Things, which I'm gonna watch. And I love that she just rolled with the punches because her dress broke. She had a big, like, you could see the zipper of her dress. There was a hole. So the zipper probably broke. But she made it look cute and she, you know, brought it up. And I was like, you know what? Way to be real. Because any other actor, actress may have been like, you know, trying to hide it or not trying to mention it and being so embarrassed. She's like, don't look. I mean, she was, you know, made it cute. She's like, don't look at my dress. It broke. But I love that she just leaned into it and was like her full self. And, you know, her message to her daughter at the end, her 3-year-old, you know, as a mom. I know her daughter is like only 3 and probably doesn't even realize what's going on, but she's going to look back at that moment and be so inspired by her mom. So that have also had me emotional. Robert Downey Jr. won Best Actor in a supporting role. I love Robert Downey Jr. I've loved him since, you know, him being an 80s actor. I had a thing for him, I ain't gonna lie. I just love to see that he is, you know, he had a rough road. You know, I don't know if we remember him back in the 90s when he was getting down with the get down. And boyfriend was in a lot of trouble with the law and doing drugs. So I love that he's, you know, sober and just such a great role model for anybody. And I'm glad he finally got an Oscars. Cillian Murphy won for Oppenheimer. And then, you know, best picture. First of all, best picture. So Al Pacino comes out, right? And I'm sitting there watching with my husband. And he comes out and I love Al Pacino. And of course, he got a standing ovation because he's one of the most iconic actors of our times and, you know, probably lifetimes. So he comes out and he was like, you know, he was cute. He was funny. But then like the way I got nervous because there's been moments where like the wrong, I mean, I don't know if we remember Miss America when, who was it? Oh my God, I can't think of his name. I'm so bad with names. This is horrible. And I'm trying to use this as an example, but he read the wrong name. And then there was an Oscar. Was it Dustin Hoffman? He read the wrong winner as well. So that was playing in the back of my mind. Like, he didn't even, I'm like, listen, maybe they were like pressed for time. At this point, it was 10:22 my time. So I'm like, maybe they were trying to end at 10 p.m. I don't know. But he just went into it. He was like, okay, and the winner is. And I'm thinking to myself, are we going to even say the nominees? Are we going to give them their moment in the spotlight? What's happening here? And then he was like, it's Oppenheimer. I'm seeing Oppenheimer. That's what he said. I'm seeing Oppenheimer. And I'm like, okay, are you seeing it or did they win? Like, let us know, Mr. Pacino. I'm like, okay. He had like a card behind the envelope, right? So I'm like, oh God. like, please, I hope he read the right thing. Like, that was just all that was playing in my mind. And I think as they were like getting up and like, oh my God, we won. You could almost see like they weren't sure. Like, did we win? That was kind of abrupt and went right into it. Like, almost like didn't have their full moment. Like, I need a dramatic pause. I need, and the winner for best picture is dramatic pause. Oppenheimer. That's what I need to let me know. And I'm sure, like, if I was the director or an actor and actress, I would be thinking the same. Like, I need that moment. So that was a little weird, but I'm pretty sure he got it correctly because they ran away, I think, with like multiple Oscars that night. But yeah, that it was such a great. I love looking at the fashion. Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, she looks stunning in black. Bradley Cooper. Ladies, I know. Bradley Cooper, he is just the perfect human. Did you guys hear he got a facelift? Mm-hmm. I heard that. And no shame in his game. Who cares, right? If you want to get a facelift, that's your deal. That's your prerogative. And he looks great. Honestly, you can't even really tell. If I didn't know, I would have never known. I would have just been like, damn, he is aging like fine wine. He looks amazing. Gorgeous. Let's see who else. Jodie Foster, another one. She's 61 years old. She's been around for a while, but she looks absolutely amazing. I could not believe it. And she, you know, like you can tell, I don't know if she's gotten any work done. To me, she looks like, again, she's just aging like fine wine. She does not look like she's had anything done. She may have gotten Botox here and there. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not putting anything out there that I don't know if it's true or not. But girlfriend looks amazing for 61 years old. Jodie, good for you, girlfriend. You look amazing. Emily Blunt, I love her. She looks stunning. America Ferrera, she played the mom in Barbie. She's always been one of my favorite actresses. Now, I'm saying this, and also I can probably only recite one movie that she's ever been in. I know she's been in another movie where, what was it? She went to go to America, I think it was. And she worked in a factory. And then there was the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Loved her. I resonated with her so much, like our body type. Like she's just, I love her so much. And her monologue in the movie Barbie about, you know, the expectations for women, you know, was it really hit home. And I think that was, she was actually up for an Oscar for actress in a supporting role, but unfortunately she didn't win. But I love you, America, if you're listening to this. Danielle Brooks, she was in The Color Purple. I love her. I have been watching her since her days as Tasty on Orange is the New Black, which was one of my favorite shows of all time. To see her grow and be a part of such an amazing movie and a nominee for an Oscar, I was literally sobbing for her when she had her moment where they were reading her, like, you know, everything that she's accomplished. I was a little upset she didn't win. But, you know, I'm just so happy that she's at this moment in her career because she's such a great actress. I love, love, love her so much. But yeah, if you guys didn't check out the Oscars, I guess go on and Google, search it up, as Anna, my daughter, says, search it up, Mom, search it up. Search it up and check out some highlights. The fashion was off the hook. You know, everything was just amazing. One thing that bothered me was Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. And I'll wrap it up with this. Jimmy, I'm not a fan. I'm really not a fan of Jimmy Kimmel. I don't watch his show. I think, you know, there's times for politics, and right now, you know, that's all you see. But can we just leave politics out when people are trying to sit down and relax and have their me time and watch the fucking Oscars and just chill? Like, do you have to throw in, like, we know you don't like Donald Trump, okay? Like, it's fine. Like, but I just didn't think the Oscars was the time or place to air out a grievance of political stature, okay? Like, we're tired. We're checked out. We just want to sit down and watch the Oscars in peace. We don't need your 2 cents. Okay, Jimmy? And you're not funny. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. No. All right. In other news, spring cleaning is here. I spring clung. I don't know why I just said it that way, but I did some spring cleaning to my daughter's room. And it's like, I had a moment where it was like, have children, they said. Have daughters, they said. Okay. My daughter loves her skincare. I did the whole upstairs. I did my son's room, cleaned out, swapped out some of his winter clothes with spring clothes, still left the pants out because this time of year, in the Northeast, it's like bipolar. It'll be like, for instance, today it's freezing cold out. I'm actually cold right now. I just turned my heat up. Later this week, it's going to be like 75 and we'll all be sweating to death. Okay. So I have a little bit of shorts, a little bit of long pants. You got to mix it up. So I did the swapping out of the thing. I straightened up, cleaned out the closets. Now my daughter's room was a monster within itself. Okay. Girlfriend's a hoarder. I'm just going to put her out on Front Street. Girlfriend is a hoarder. She has skincare and I don't, I allow her to fully embrace loving skincare because who knows, maybe she's going to be a dermatologist. I don't know. Maybe she'll create her own skincare line one day. I don't know. But I let her embrace her femininity of taking care of her skin. Girlfriend's going to have skin of a 20-year-old baby when she is 65. Okay. And good for her. She's taught me everything that I know about skincare. I brought her to the store, as I mentioned before, to get my own skincare, her recommendations. And even the ladies that work there were like, girlfriend knows what she's talking about. I'm like, I know. That's why I brought her. But she's a hoarder. Okay. So she has a lot of skincare and it was kind of hard to have her part with certain things, but I'm like, you have multiples of things. You have things that are on. So we had to throw out a lot of stuff. So then I'm looking and she has the empty boxes to the bottles. And I'm like, why do you have, she has this little ottoman that she sits on and does her skincare routine. And you can lift up the lid of the ottoman and she could store stuff in there. So I opened the lid up. I'm like, what does she have in here? It's a bunch of empty boxes of skincare products. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, Mom, everyone saves them. I'm like, for what? For what? We don't. That's not what we do. And she's like, everyone does it. I'm like, well, that's not what we do. Okay. And we're going to throw these out so we can make room for other things. And I had to tackle her closet. My neck, my back, and my crack hurts. I am hurting today. I am going through it. Okay. So spring cleaning. If you haven't done your spring cleaning yet, get to it. And if you have daughters around the age of 10 and up, God bless. And my thoughts and prayers are with you during this time. Hey, boobies. If you don't know, now you know. We got a Booby Squad hotline. That's right. A place just for you to make your mark, to speak it with your chest and say how you feel. Ask us a question. Tell us a story about what's been going down in your life or give your opinion on a recent episode. Whatever it is, send it in and who knows, maybe you will be a segment topic on the next episode. Click the link in this week's episode description or hop on over to my Instagram at amandayoa.official and click the link in my bio and throw it down. Can't wait to hear from you, boo. All right, now back to the episode. In other news, now this was on me and my husband on Saturday night. We're sitting down. We watched the UFC fight. I watched a half an hour of it. I didn't even make it to the end. I don't know why I tell him, like, I'll be like, good fights on this weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's rent it. I'm asleep by 11 o'clock. I don't even make it to the event before the main event. It's pitiful. So I didn't see the main event or anything, but I was sitting down earlier in the night. And before the prelims came on, there was something on ESPN and I had to like blink a couple times and like, change, I'm like, maybe I'm seeing things, but does that really say pillow fighting on ESPN? I'm like, I gotta check this out. So I click on it, and sure as shit, there was two gentlemen in a ring with these things that look like ShopRite bags. You know, like those bags. I don't know if you guys are allowed to have plastic bags, but we're not in this area of the United States. So we have to bring our own carry-all bags. So, yeah, they were like two bags that you would go shopping with. They had handles and kind of like not the best material. Like if you're getting whacked in the face with that thing, definitely giving you some kind of burn. It's leaving marks. I'm going to say that. I don't know what it's filled with. I mean, I'm sure it's not filled with like rocks, but it's maybe feathers, stuffing. The whole point, I'm like, is this really a real thing? Like I was kind of like, okay, the whole, I don't know if you guys seen the slapping competition where you sit there and you slap someone across the face. When I first seen that, I'm like, is this a real thing? But that's grown on me. But this pillow fight at a professional level, first of all, are people getting paid for this? Number one. Number two, how much? Number three, depending on how much, where do I sign up? Because they did have women that were coming up after the gentleman match that I watched. Okay. So check out ESPN because they sure enough, yes, you heard it correctly. They have pillow fighting. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes. I really couldn't. It was beyond me. Beyond me. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line. Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem, not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby, a statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood, each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, yet amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. And you know what? I'm giving out a free gift to the first five lucky goal friends who shop our merch line. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. All right, we're going to switch gears. Let's be real. Let's be real. I seen something. I don't know if you guys listened to my episode from last week, but I had Beth Ferracco on, who is a no bullshit strength and fitness coach. And I follow her. Like whenever I have somebody on my podcast, these are people that I follow, that I love. I'm obsessed with their content, their message, and who they are as a person, right? So I'm like, hey, come on my show. So Beth had, she mentioned something and I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring that up to in conversation to my audience because I think it's so important. But she was talking about, you know, when it comes to meal planning and prepping and nutrition and wanting to take on a new diet, you know, to change your life, you know? To stop in, you know, stop saving all the things and start implementing. And I thought, you know what, that is such an important message, you know, start cashing in on the self-investments that you have made. Now, I don't know about you, but I know I'm, you know, I guess you would call me late 30s now. Goodness, I'm almost 40. I can't wait. But I'm like a late 30 millennial. I love my Pinterest. Okay. I'm a Pinterest gal. And I know for a fact, if I go on there, let's say for instance, recipes, there are a mountain of recipes that I have saved that probably I have. I mean, I'm going to say out of all the recipes that I have under my bake me or make me yum pin category, there's probably, oh God, I couldn't even tell you how many there are, but I probably only made like a handful of them, right? So there's so many and I've invested so much time and energy into saving things that I, you know, and I haven't even implemented half of the shit that I've saved. And I remember there was a time in my life too, when I would do that too, as well. I would, you know, see this inspirational quote about having self-worth, or I would see this pin on Pinterest about having, you know, trusting in who you are and knowing that your mistakes aren't, they don't define you, or they don't define you negatively. They define, you know, they define you positively. I would find all of these things and I would just tuck them away, or I would just observe them. You know, I would read books, self-help books, and I would just say, that's interesting, you know, but I would never really implement those things into my life. And I'll tell you this, I think a reason why I didn't do it was because it's fucking hard. It's hard to change your life. It's hard to implement change. I've said this a million times. Our brains are wired to not like change, especially big change, right? So you have, like, you know, steps and processes that you are saving and tucking away, and it can all become so overwhelming because you have so much shit that you don't even know where to begin. Right? Like, this kind of gave me inspiration to go through my Pinterest board and just start deleting shit that I don't use on the reg, or start implementing shit into my life. You know, and past me, I got to a point where I would see all these things that I saved. And if you scroll down, I don't know if I still have it on there, but if you scroll down on my Instagram that I use to this day, AmandaYoa.official, used to be just for personal use. And I would post these quotes in hopes that it would help somebody else. And I was talking the talk, but not walking the walk. So I would post these things, but I wouldn't be living those things. And then I got to a point in my life where I was like, you know what? I really think I'm meant to make an impact. And I really think that I'm meant to share something in order to spark change in somebody else. But I really don't know what it is yet. But I know in order to do that, I need to make a change within myself in order for that to happen. So all of those things that I saved, I started implementing them into my life. I started cashing in on the investment that I made throughout the years. And let me tell you, there was a lot, you know, and I would take, you know, courses too. I would take courses. I would, you know, read books. Read things on the internet, read things on Pinterest, on Instagram. I had so much stuff that I didn't even know where to begin. So I kind of just started breaking it down and, you know, having an inner dialogue with myself, because I feel like that was something that I wasn't doing. I was observing. I was like leaving a space like, okay, this is the outside world and what's going on out there. And that's really interesting. And I really love what I'm reading. But that has nothing to do with my life. Or maybe, you know, maybe at one point I thought that change wasn't possible for me. Maybe I thought I wasn't worthy. Maybe I thought it wasn't possible for me to become this person that deep down inside, I kind of knew I was meant to be, you know? So I started very small. And this is what I really wanted to, you know, because I know we probably all have a list on Pinterest or things on Instagram that you've saved, or TikTok or Facebook, or you're a part of a group, you're a part of this group, you're a part of that group. Start asking yourself questions. Like, what is it that I need right now? What is it in my life that I am needing? What kind of change am I looking to attain? And also write out your future self. I think it's really hard to know what you want when you're not able to put yourself in that future sense. Now, I know, you know, we're all about being present and this, that, and the other, but change comes when you can start getting a hint of what that future self of you looks like. So write her out. Like, get specific. How does she dress? How does she speak? How does she hold herself? When she walks into a room, how does she act? What kind of food does she eat? How does she dress? Does she wear makeup? What's her hair look like? I look very different. I look very different than I did 5 years ago, 3 years ago. And it was just me stepping into who I really was. Me not giving a fuck what other people thought and just being me and doing me how I would do me. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you happy, right? Living out your joy, living out your authenticity, living out your passion, your purpose, living out what it is that you want to do in this life. But before you can live out what you want to do, you need to nail down who you need to be in order to get that shit done. So I want everybody listening to this, because I know I got a whole community of boobies that have a Pinterest. I know you do. Or you have an Instagram, or you have a TikTok, or you have a Facebook group, right? Start going through those things and revisit those pins and those, you know, those categories that you've saved. Start going through those things and something will stand out to you. And that's where you begin. Okay. For me, I'll tell you my story with that. For me, I started with gratitude because I was so caught up in this story of myself, of everything that I wasn't. And I was throwing myself a pity party on the rag. And I was just in this victimization mindset and gratitude. And it's crazy because I couldn't make the direct connection, call it divine intervention. Oh, but that stood out to me. I seen this pin on Pinterest and it was like gratitude through the senses. And I was like, that's interesting. Start giving gratitude to the first thing you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. I'm like, well, that's easy. Easy enough for me to do, you know, as opposed to all the other things of learning to trust myself and knowing my worth and loving myself. I'm like, those things seem like a lot. So let's start with gratitude. But doing that gave me the strength to start looking within. When I was able to start looking at the things around me that I wasn't even paying attention to because I was so used and so fixated on focusing on what wasn't, what I was not, you know, the lack, I was failing to recognize all the good around me. Like my wonderful husband, my children, actually at the time it was just my daughter. JoJo wasn't even thought of, you know, my dogs, my house. At the time we lived in Philly. Everything that was a blessing around me. And when I was able to do that, I was able to then start going within. Something clicked. And I was like, there's all these amazing things happening on the outside of my life. There's got to be something amazing on the inside, right? Like I started seeing that change in my mind when I was able to start focusing on amazing things that were happening throughout the day. Even as simple as waking up and being like, oh my God, this comforter on this bed is amazing. The smell of coffee, my husband's downstairs making breakfast. I smell bacon. That smells amazing. Fresh cut grass. It's spring. We are here. You know, like so many amazing things that were happening around me. Then I was like, you know what? There's amazing things within me too. And I've been knocking them off because I've been so fixated on what I was not. And I didn't realize that, Amanda, if you want to change your life, you have the power to do so. And you can change your narrative and change your story into something that works for you. And it all started by when I was able to go from that space of observing to implementing. So if you were listening to this and you were in a season of observing the self-help books, observing the Pinterest pins that are telling you that you are fucking amazing, observing the Facebook groups of all the amazing women, and you think to yourself, I can't be how she is. Yes, you can. That Pinterest pin that says, I'm worthy, and you think, I'm not. Yes, you are. Start implementing that mindset into your life. Pick the easiest one out that you can. Start small. Remember, our brain does not like change. And we've overwhelmed it with a bunch of Pinterest pins and a bunch of TikToks that we've saved in categories, you know? So start small and take them one by one and start living it out into your life, because you deserve to live a life that is yours. You deserve to live a life that is happy and joyful and in your purpose. You deserve to be a woman that loves herself, that finds herself to be absolutely amazing. You deserve to be that woman that walks into the room and lights up that room, girl. So let's go. Be all that you can be, because I know that you know that that version of you is in there, because that version of me was always inside of me, and I call her my quiet whisper. And she quickly became a loud roar because I gave her that space to be heard. And now, girlfriend, she's a lioness. Yeah. All right. All right. Before we wrap up, whew, I got to take a break. Damn. That was a lot. I threw it down. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to hop over to my Booby Squad hotline Q&A. Okay, I'm going to read this. And I did post this on my Instagram. So if you hear this on the episode, hop on over to my Instagram. You'll see the question posted on my page. Comment your thoughts. I know some of you commented, and I want to say thank you so much for commenting. Let me read the question first. Okay, so this is anonymous. She says, I'm curious to see what people think about an age gap relationship. I am going to be 38 in May and connected with someone who is 60. My parents do not like it at all, but he truly makes me feel happy, like I've never felt in a relationship before. Please keep me anonymous. Thank you. Thank you for writing in, anonymous. And thank you guys for commenting. But what I meant by an age gap was this. Okay, girlfriend's 38 and the man she's seeing is 60. I know a couple of you were like, well, my boyfriend's 5 years older than me. No, I'm talking like different, like you're a millennial and boyfriend is like a boomer, right? Or a Gen Zer or what have you. What is it, Gen Zer? No, Gen X. I'm sorry. Gen X. Okay. So like different generational. Okay, like floppy disk to iPhone. Okay, like that's the age gap I'm talking about here. And what I will say to this is you do you, girl. And I was so happy to see that because I did post a poll about this too. And a majority of you were like, do you? And I thought that was phenomenal. You know, I will say when it comes to your parents, and I can only, I'm putting myself in the parental parent shoes right now, like thinking like if my daughter was 38 and she brought him a 60-year-old man, would I have something to say about it? And I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to be like, nope. I would just be like, live your life. A part of me, my instinct as a parent would say, okay, let me see what's up with this. You know, let me get curious for a second and see what's going on here. Because at that point, that man is my peer. And he's dating my daughter, right? So your parents are looking at it from a parental perspective and they're looking at it as you're their little girl. They're not looking at it as you're a 30-year-old grown-ass woman who can do what she wants. And if a man is making you happy, it doesn't really fucking matter what age he is, right? So, you know, I can't say that a part of me would be like, you know, like my ear would perk up a little bit. Like, he's how old? He's 60. I'd be like, girl, does he look good? What's he look like? You know? But for the most part, I say, do you. If the person makes you happy, if the person makes you feel, you know, complete, if that person is what you are looking for in your life and you have worked on yourself to where this person is not filling a gap, I say, go for it, you know? But I really highlight that, like, make sure that this person is not filling a gap in your life of something that you may be missing within yourself. You know, self-work, you know, working on yourself and building that version of yourself that attracts what is meant for you is so important because a lot of the times in relationships, people tend to look for things that are missing within themselves and then they get themselves caught up in, unhappy relationships and they don't last. And then instead of, you know, and then that relationship crashes and burns. And instead of them taking that time to work on themselves, they just hop back in a relationship because it's easier to do that and feel like they're getting something from someone else because it's easier than just doing the work and taking a break. So as long as that person is not filling a gap, I say, who gives a shit how old he is? Okay. If he's good in bed and he gives you what you need, I say, go for it, girl. And just explain to your parents, like maybe you need to have that conversation with them and say, listen, I appreciate you looking out for me. You know, as my parents, I know that your first, you know, concern is my safety, caring for me and what are this guy's intentions with me. But I have to remind you that I'm a 38-year-old woman and I know what I want in my life. And this person is it. And we're very happy. And I hope that you will give us a chance to see that for yourself. And I hope that you give a chance to get to know him and realize just how amazing he truly is. So that's what I will say to that. And thank you so much, Anonymous, for writing that in. And I hope you have that talk with your parents. And I hope that you and your boyfriend are doing amazing. All right. All right. That's all I got for you this week, girls. Be sure to check out the post for this week on Instagram. Comment your takeaways from the episode. And until next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring this show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.